On October 16, 2002, the Vancouver Police Department held their police board meeting at the Vancouver Central Library. This was an event that was supposed to be open to the public. However, as you will learn, very few people were allowed entry and under a very repressive atmosphere. The following are recordings and interviews of people who were not allowed inside, as well as various citizens. There were also members of the Vancouver branch of the Collective Opposed to Police Brutality.
So we are today at the Central Library of Vancouver because the police is supposed to have a public meeting and it's not public at all. So we will see what happened today. Hello?
Hello, I'm from Woodward.
So what happened today here at the library?
Library, 10 representatives from the community were allowed to go down and speak in a public meeting. The rest of us have been denied access, but it's a public building and a public meeting. If we attempt to go down and voice our opposition, we'll be met with riot cops who have tear gas canisters on the rifles that are down in the Alice McKay room.
Oh, you have seen they arrived?
Riot cops with tear gas.
At a public library?
Yeah, in a public library. Like, come on, like, have we turned into a terrorist police state?
Since many citizens were not allowed into the police board meeting, one calls out to make a community meeting out in the open where people can discuss the various issues in regards to police brutality, repression, and harassment.
They're psychotic and they beat on children, older men, and everyone in between. You can't have a community public meeting with these people around. They're vicious. We showed up. They let 10 people from Greater Vancouver area in to represent all the communities. They're going to allow 3 of those people to speak. That's not community participation. That's a police state. That's repressing dissent. That's not allowing our voices. So we're going to speak with one another outside. We're going to discuss what we're going to do about this because we can't take this any longer. We can't let these people beat on children, 14 years old, and then beat on an older man dressed like a clown, and then beat on anybody in between. As a civil society, we can't allow that to happen. We can't show up at community meetings and not be allowed in and just stand around and take that. We take it further. We discuss amongst ourselves, what are we going to do about this? What are you going to do about this? I advise that you come outside, discuss with people from your communities and other communities that are facing this attack of police brutality, and we can discuss what we're going to do about it in a larger campaign and fight back against this liberal regime that is using these police officers to repress dissent. We can't take this, and we won't take this much longer. Mark my words, we will win.
Here a citizen comments on the videotaping of people who are inside the Vancouver Police Board meeting.
They have at least 2 cops filming in there, so they're harassing and intimidating us from going to hold them accountable. I don't understand why having cameras there is at all a relevant thing other than intimidating and harassing members of our community that have been increasingly intimidated and harassed. And the other thing is that they have police preventing us, the public, from going to a meeting, the only meeting, virtually the only time that we can actually hold them accountable. So the police are preventing us from going to the body that holds the police accountable. Like, I don't understand. The irony just kind of drives me insane.
Cops! Fuck them! Cops!
We need to start networking, because the cops are networking. You know, there's a lot of agencies and a lot of apparatus, and they've got it over top of us, and we need to fight back immediately, and we need to take this seriously.